Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. New York City has begun handing out $100 debit cards to people getting the COVID vaccine at city-run vaccination sites. By 10:30 this morning, they'd already welcomed 450 New Yorkers who walked away with a bit of a sore arm, perhaps, and an extra $100. On CNN this morning, Mayor de Blasio said masking up is great, but it's not the ultimate answer.
What we want to make sure is everything we do supports vaccination, focuses people on vaccination, doesn't distract from vaccination or undermine vaccination. It's kind of amazing. We're staring the solution in the face as a nation, and yet we're not going aggressively enough at it. That's why mandates, to me, are the answer in so many cases.
He says all mandate options are on the table, including mandatory vaccination to eat indoors at a restaurant. If you want to see a Broadway show this fall, you must be vaccinated. Charlotte St. Martin is president of the Broadway League.
It will apply to all shows that return or open for the first time on Broadway this season.
She tells 1010 Winds they're following the science, which points to being very cautious. People 12 or older will have to present proof of vaccination and an ID. Younger people will need proof of a negative test. Performers and crew will also have to be vaccinated. Sorry, basketball, hockey, soccer, and football fans. The official sport of New York is baseball.
Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today.
Governor Cuomo has signed legislation that was first proposed by a fourth grade class at Cooperstown Elementary School. Cooperstown, of course, is home to the Baseball Hall of Fame. New York's connection to baseball goes beyond the Yankees and Mets. The city, of course, was the first home of the Dodgers and the Giants.
I'm in the mud field now.
The CDC's decision to adjust its masking guidance was based on unpublished data showing fully vaccinated people might spread the COVID Delta variant at the same rate as unvaccinated people. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says people need to understand that they are not crying wolf. This is serious. The new recommendations call for vaccinated people to mask up indoors in places where transmission is sustained or high. It's based on a study from Provincetown that found vaccinated people can be infected and not know it, and they can have as much virus in their bodies as unvaccinated people, so they're just as likely to infect someone else. Dr. Celine Gounder of NYU is an expert in the field, and she tells 1010 Winds she won't eat indoors at a restaurant.
Whether it's the Delta variant or any of the other variants, this is an airborne, aerosolized virus. It is transmitted through the air, and a person who is infected with it, when they talk, when they breathe, when they cough, when they do really anything that involves air going in and out through the nose or the mouth, they can be releasing virus particles into the air.
There's a real worry about what may come next, perhaps a strain of COVID that is resistant to the vaccines. Researchers writing in the journal Nature Scientific Reports say a fast rate of vaccination decreases the probability of the emergence of a resistant strain. But when things like masking are relaxed for the vaccinated, the probability of a resistant strain developing increases dramatically. In other words, we need to get vaccinated and keep wearing masks indoors. Researchers at Mount Sinai have been studying liver disease risk in those who worked at Ground Zero after the terror attacks 20 years ago in September. Dr. Artit Jeerapatans tells us what they discovered.
We found that individuals who arrived at the World Trade Center site immediately after the 9/11 attack had a higher likelihood of having excessive fat in their liver than those who arrived later at the site. Even after we've controlled for other risk factors.
High levels of fat in the liver is called steatosis. It's associated with chemical exposure and is a risk factor for liver disease. More than 20,000 responders were exposed to dust, airborne particles, and chemicals known to cause liver toxicity. The study concluded that continued monitoring of first responders and recovery workers is important.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.